Lollapalooza is happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a city within a city, and we were talking before the show today. How do you do the food? There's so many different restaurants, and joining us from Tank Noodle is Nancy May. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
And Jared Leonard of the Budlong Hot Chicken, which people have been talking up for the last half hour.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
This is how many years for you, Jared?
It's our second year, but the first year doing it on our own.
Okay. And Nancy, how about you?
We've been our 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
At Lala.
Yes.
Do you have your festival wear ready to go?
Yes. We are getting it all ready right now.
I think you're supposed to wear a vintage basketball jersey and put your hair in a man bun, is what I've seen.
Oh, do not wear a basketball jersey.
No, I'm not going to wear any of that stuff.
What do you guys wear? Because it's
a t-shirt that says the Budlong Hot Chicken on it.
We have a t-shirt as well, but our front people will have like an Asian hat.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
It's I'm going to get something cool now. You guys have custom stuff. I'm going to get a chicken suit.
A chicken suit?
Yeah.
Where are you located? Because I never know where the food is when I'm at Lala. I know where the beer is.
We'll be located at Chowtown North.
What is that? Where is Chowtown? Is that by the north stage?
Somewhere between Grant Park and Millennium Park. It's huge. The festival grounds are massive.
We're off of Grant Park near Van Buren.
Grant Park and Van Buren.
Yes.
Okay, I'll remember that when I'm half in the bag. All right, Jared, how about you?
We're in Chowtown, I don't know, booth 32.
So Chowtown is like it's like a food hall.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? But it's
correct.
Outside.
But there's
correct.
What, like three or four different Chowtowns?
Yeah, there's a north side and then there's a south side.
Okay.
Right. Cubs and Sox.
Yes.
All right.
We're on the north side.
It's hard to... I've been to Lala probably four... This will be my fourth year, so the last 3 years.
Nice.
And I still don't know where everything is.
No.
And trying to explain it on the radio, I tried to explain it. Imagine a football field,
yes.
And you have a stage in the north end zone and the south end zone.
Yes.
And then you have tons of stages on the yard lines.
Correct.
So that's it.
It would be like at the 30-yard line.
Right.
I don't know. When I went to Lollapalooza 20 years ago... It was like five bands, and it was one day, and it was like $20.
And
this
now,
is different. Now it's, yeah, 4 days. It's really cool to see how much it's grown, because they toured around the country initially, but I think this is the last big U.S. show. I mean, I know they go all over the world now. I saw them in Brazil.
Yep,
You know, but Chicago's Lollapalooza, I think I don't know. Someone from Lala should be here, but I feel like it's the biggest Lollapalooza in
America. Is it the last big one before everybody goes back to school?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last
biggest
festival.
Chicago so far.
Yeah.
About 100,000 people daily should be there.
It's a town within a town.
Yeah.
So here's my question. It's one thing to have a restaurant, another thing to have food at a festival, but it's another thing to cook at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Nancy, how do you do it?
Oh, we get so hot, but it's fun. We have our fryers, we have our grillers, and then, our tent goes about like 20 degrees hotter, right? So this year we're cool, or the weather's not that hot.
Yeah,
so
which is
I'm
nice.
Actually looking forward to it, to be honest.
How many fryers do you guys have?
We have about four fryers.
Okay. We're doing eight.
How do you know how much food to bring every day? Because you can't bring it. I mean, I'm sure you got the food trucks, but how much can you bring down?
Well, they're doing deliveries every day. So, you know, the weather looks beautiful right now, 79 and sunny. So we've got three drops right now, a Wednesday drop, because we have a whole day to prep. Thursday and then Friday drops, but we can get more food over the weekend. So the approach we're taking is get as much food drop the first couple of days, and if it looks like it's slowing down, you don't get a third drop, and if it's busier than expected, you bring more. But I mean, this is all on site, and I'm sure yours too, scratch cooked on site, because that much food you can't prepare. Even if you wanted to take a shortcut, you can't prepare it off site and bring that volume down. So we've got refrigerated trucks behind the tents, and we're, you know, bread and chicken and frying chicken and just kind of try to keep up with it, and it'll be fun.
How many people do you have working there?
20 people a day, plus me, plus like 20 people plus a couple key management staff every day.
That's a lot.
Eight POS, eight point of sale.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's
same.
It's a...
Yeah, we have an eight.
You're the same thing, Nancy?
Yeah, yeah, like we 30, did... A team of 30.
We did Square Roots Music Festival 3 weeks ago up in Lincoln Square, which is not Lollapalooza.
Right.
Great festival. Great local neighborhood festival. But just to compare, we had like six or seven people, and we were all hanging out. It was
that's much
easy,
smaller.
You know,
and
like three fryers. And
yes.
The neighborhood festivals are different. This is definitely the biggest one.
What's the biggest problem at Lala? Is it the drunk people? Is it...
When it rains.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That is the perfect answer. That's the biggest
thing. They've had to evacuate. It wasn't last year, but 2 years ago.
We did. Yeah. There was like a lightning for like a second, and then they told us to shut down. But
so where do you go? What are you doing?
They designate an emergency spot for us.
Okay.
So we'll just have our team go there. It's like basically going under the bridge.
We're on a group text.
Exactly
the
same.
We're on a group text. Group me.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, so they're going to text us and tell us what to do if there's an emergency. So that's very... Now, I think...
They'd have a better system.
I'll tell you. I'm sure they do. It's Lollapalooza organizers. C3 produces the event, and it's just some of the best organization that I've seen far as festivals go. They're really good at communication. They've thought of everything. Even down to that they've started setting up a week ahead of time now.
Right.
You know, because a lot of these festivals are in the street and they can't set up because they're closing roads, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Neighborhood Fest, they don't set up till the day of. And it's always, I can't say this word on the air, but it's a cluster.
Yeah, it is. It's a mess. But you're right. They closed down Columbus and that's where the entrance is. That's where everybody's walking right down Columbus.
But they're already doing a ton of ulterior setup, like the signs up. I ran by it this morning when I was running and the fences are up and there's a lot of infrastructure that's already up.
They're working. Round the clock. Think about the stages that they have to put up.
It's like a skyscraper. I live in Colorado right now, and the stage here is bigger than most of the buildings in downtown Denver. The stage for Lollapalooza Chicago.
Yes. And just to explain to people, you mentioned C3. There's three Charlies. By the way, Perry Farrell started this.
Right.
And then he sold it, or the three C's partnered with Perry. The three Charlies. I only know Charlie Jones. I don't know the other two Charlies, but Charlie Jones spends a lot of time in Chicago. And then the C3s sold it to Live Nation, so they have a split.
Oh, okay.
That's why they expanded all over the world. Oh, so Live Nation has a piece of it, too.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
But the three C's, Charlie, they were from Austin, but they love Chicago so much, that's why they bring it back here every single year.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
And do you know, is this the biggest Lollapalooza?
I'm sure it is.
It seems
it's gotta be.
How could it get any bigger?
Right.
You
know?
Sure.
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I just show up,
daily.
I have a beer,
it's
and you know, listen to some music. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring everybody in the studio, like Lauren and Kevin and Elif, so they can sample the food, and you can tell us what kind of food that you're going to be serving at Lala and what you brought in today.
Cool.
Okay. Nancy May is here from Tank Noodle. What's your website?
I think it's Tank Noodle. I'm not sure.
What? I think it's Tank Noodle. Okay.
More importantly, what's the Instagram handle?
Yes. Where are you on Instagram?
It's Tank Noodle.
Tank Noodle. Go. Jared Leonard?
TheBudLong.com.
TheBudLong.com.
The Budlong Instagram.
Tank-noodle.com is your website. There you go. Little help. I get free noodles this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
It's 720 WGN. May I have this dance? Can I say something crazy? Is this Peter Gabriel?
No. What?
I'm telling you, all the artists at Lollapalooza sound like somebody. Who did we play?
I can hear that, though.
We played The Strokes earlier, and I got a text, and it sounded like Jacob Dylan. Some guy reminded me from 1995. That's why I thought the 90s. Who was this?
Francis and the Lights.
Okay. Did you guys know that? Francis and the Lights?
No,
I didn't think anybody brought guitars to this festival anymore. I thought it was all just the digital people.
Techno? Yeah. Techno. Yeah, that sounded like Peter Gabriel. See, everybody has a sound. Mm-hmm. Or am I just getting old because everything sounds like old artists?
I've just been too polite. I think that's probably the case.
Okay, all right. Will you come in the studio now and sample some of this Lala food?
Sure.
Will you please?
Sure.
Nancy Mai is here from Tank Noodle and Jared Leonard of the Budlong Hot Chicken. By the way, what's the story with Budlong? That's got to be a Chicago thing.
Yeah, so the Budlong family, they were the biggest farming family in Chicago in the later part of the 19th century. They grew cucumbers and beets because the soil is very sandy around here. Like Michigan shoreline used to come up all the way to like Clark Street. So
really?
They grew cucumbers and beets in the Lincoln Square neighborhood into what now is like the Budlong Woods neighborhood. And Lyman Budlong and Joseph Budlong had a pickle store and they sold pickled vegetables in the store. And our first store was in Lincoln Square. First planned store, third to actually open, but construction delays, et cetera. So it's a part geography of the original location and the fact that we make our own pickles, which are delicious, which I have some today.
Wow.
So we do the style of chicken we serve is called Nashville Hot, and you always put pickles on top of Nashville Hot chicken.
Okay.
Kind of like eating celery with buffalo wings. It cools down the heat.
It does. So, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So if I ordered the hot chicken, I got to get the pickles on it.
And it comes with it, yep.
That's interesting because back in the day, that's how people preserved food.
Mm-hmm.
They never wasted anything. They would pickle everything. My grandmother used to pickle everything.
Oh, yeah. We canned and pickled and made...
Gosh.
We did it... We were poor. We weren't cool. We were just... You know, we pickled vegetables and made canned tomatoes.
Tons of vegetables, pickled green tomatoes. Uh-huh. How about pickled turnips?
Yeah.
That was a McMurray thing with beets.
Or in the South, they do pickled watermelon... rind. So talk about not wasting. They take the rind of the watermelon that you don't eat and they pickle it. It's delicious, actually.
All right. Nancy, you are passing out the noodles. What are you passing out?
So what I have over here is our lemongrass steak and tofu. And you guys have the options of putting it over noodles or have it in our sandwich.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, the noodles are so good.
Lauren's eating like she's going to the electric chair.
I am.
Wow. You didn't even wait.
I didn't even put the sauce on it. It's that good.
And then our
best seller for our fest is the sriracha fries with our roasted chicken.
Because you can walk and eat at the same time with the fries.
And this is only exclusive for Lollapalooza. We don't have this at our restaurant. We only serve this at our fest.
How do you come up with something like that for the festival?
Thanks to Gwen. She came up with this. She wanted something more edge from our restaurant with a little bit of a street food.
Are they using with the noodles? Are they using chopsticks? Are they using a fork? Or they have the...
Both.
Okay. They can do whatever they want.
Forks, but we also can give you chopsticks too.
I like that.
Yeah. I only saw a spoon and chopsticks, but I needed to practice anyways. It's been a while. But I still got it. I'm happy to see.
I wish, guys. See, you weigh about 72 pounds and you're eating like a linebacker. Man.
Yeah. Okay. It's got to go somewhere.
Got it. All right. How are the tank noodles?
So good.
We also have our Mama's egg rolls as well. So pretty much we're serving everything that Vietnamese do for street food here at Lollapalooza.
All right. Where is Tank Noodle? Is it a franchise or is it originally
here? It's a family-owned.
Okay.
We've been existing since 1993.
1993?
Yes.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
And we're located uptown off of Argyle and Broadway.
I've been there. It's very good.
It's a great cornered restaurant. You got like a great view of the streets. And you have a patio too. So.
Right. Definitely so.
Anyone going to Lollapalooza definitely has to get the fries if they're not at the restaurant because that is delicious. I'm a big fan of spicy, so it's not too spicy, but you got that nice after flavor.
It has a nice kick to it with the seasoning and then the sriracha mayo. And then this year we're doing the broaster chicken. So last year we used to just do like fried chicken. This year is like a different type. So we're experiencing.
Is it all grab and go, or do people sit down and eat?
It's basically grab and go.
Okay.
Yeah. You see them line up on the street. Eating, right? So it's kind of cool. There's no tables or anything. Everyone's just sitting on the grass.
Well, they had a few picnic tables last year, but people just sit on the curb and eat.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere. Get the food, sit down.
It is. I love the live music, but I forgot the people watching is just as good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's crazy. And I did see a parent at my son's school. I saw their kid, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't be seen here. I don't want
to. There's a young age. It's from, like, what, 16 and up?
Okay.
So we have a lot of
16,
TV,
I think there's. 15?
No, there's younger.
There's younger ones there.
High school age are coming out.
And what a great idea coming up with Kids Lollapalooza, Kid Palooza on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
I think it's every day now.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think Kidapalooza is every day.
So parents can bring their young kids.
Under 10, they're allowed free in the fest. And I noticed they've got like a feeding area and changing area. So I'm picturing these like hippie type people bringing their babies, their infants to Lollapalooza, which I think is cool.
Are.
I mean,
but that's a lot of work to go down to Grant Park with a baby.
So I'm bringing my 7 and 9 year old, and they're going to be okay. There's a stage where they teach you how to DJ, and my 9 year old daughter's obsessed with learning how to DJ.
What?
Uh huh.
Fun.
And I wish I remembered the name of them. There's a group there.
How do they have a stage to teach kids how to DJ?
It's that kind of place, you know, where they're trying to make it inclusive for families and everyone.
Okay.
So they've got a DJ training set up, and then they've got somebody that teaches like lyrical hip hop type of, you know, being
That's
an MC.
Cool. Start them young.
Yeah,
and music is the way to go.
It's
and
super
music
cool.
is life.
You get them going to the festival too. It's like, it's a tradition now. We got to go to Lollapalooza as a family.
Right. Keep them in. Well, under 10, they're free. As they get older, that becomes thousands of dollars for the six of you to go, right?
Oh, man. My son wanted to go this year. He's 14.
Okay.
And thankfully, he's away at camp this week. So I don't have to make that decision.
Okay. How much is a wristband? Does anybody know?
I think like 4 days is like over $400.
Yeah.
Where do you get $400 from?
I don't know.
It's like a
15-year-old
kid.
Their parents. Yeah.
chores.
Yeah.
Chore, that's a lot of chores.
They're all a lot of chores.
They're all those teenagers that are hopped up on Molly, man. Come on.
Oh, no. What? How can they afford the Molly and the tickets?
I don't know. There's always some guy that has the drugs, right?
Oh, my gosh.
The drugs. Yeah, probably. Stay away from him, kids, if you're yes, listening right now. Please. You want to stay away from that. Can I try the I don't want the too hot chicken.
Okay. You want just the classic? We call that enjoyably spicy.
Right.
Sorry, but I bit one end, so I tore it in half.
Okay. That's all right. How was it?
It was really good. I like the spices a lot. It's kind of moist on the inside, like not in a bad way, in a good way. It's okay. Got like some sauce in there in between the breading and the chicken itself.
All right. And Lauren, then, have you tried it?
I haven't, but I've been staring at it long.
She keeps eating the same pot. And
it's
I
really
put
good.
I put the egg rolls in front of her face.
I did eat the egg rolls too. Also phenomenal, but I just love the noodles. I don't know why. The noodles in general.
It's refreshing.
Yes.
When it's hot outside and like you kind of want something that fried, like the noodles is the best way to go.
That's what it is. It's mm-hmm. It's nice and cool to the tongue. Mm-hmm.
So these are grab and go too.
Yep.
There, it's some you know they're.
It, you gotta try a bud long pickle.
A bud long
after
pickle.
The chicken.
All right, after the chicken.
I gotta get in there.
Oh
I'm getting
gosh.
Hungry. Listen to this.
The bud long chicken and the pickle. Why the pickle again?
It just kind of cools things down after you have that spicy mm-hmm. fried chicken.
It's not spicy at all.
Well, it's gonna get there. It'll build for a second, and mm-hmm. then it'll come in.
Oh yeah.
It's not meant to burn your face off. It's just meant to kind of have a slow build heat.
Which one is spicy?
Mm. These are super.
These are bread and butter pickles.
Well,
they're kind of a hybrid pickle, so they're brined in apple cider vinegar, so there's a little sweetness to them, but...
Wow. This is great. I mean...
Great stuff.
Tell everybody where you're located again, where you're going to be at Lollapalooza.
I am going to be at Chowtown North, Booth 11.
Booth 11. And where are you located in real life?
Uptown on Argyle and Broadway.
And Jared, how about you with the Bud Long Chicken?
We're in booth number 32. I don't know which Chowtown that is.
Okay.
But...
It sounds like South.
Okay, there we go.
We've
south.
The North and South.
32, I'll remember that. Neil
32.
Anderson's number. What's your...
What, 11.
11. Who was number 11? I don't have to think about
one
that.
1 plus 1 equals 11. That's okay. The new joke yeah, in my house for the kids.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, right. So, and then in real life, we're in Revival Food Hall. We're in the Merchandise Mart. We are in Hyde Park on 53rd Street, Lincoln Square, Lincoln Park on Armitage. And Denver, if you ever want to visit the Rocky Mountains.
I like Denver.
Denver's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Who moved to Denver to open up a place?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, so I started the Budlongs here, and then I actually moved out there to open a smoked meat restaurant that's now closed, but we decided to stay for a while, so we started opening other restaurants there. So we've got a barbecue
the
joint
guy.
There and a Budlong there, and, you know, we're doing a pizza place coming up called Grabowski's Pizzeria, Chicago-style pizzeria.
Of course you are!
Grabowski's.
I have your number. You need to come back for that one.
Absolutely. We'll be open in about a month.
Nancy Mai of Tank Noodle and Jared Leonard of Budlong Hot Chicken. I'll see you guys at Lala. Thank you for coming in.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Really nice to meet you. It's 720 WGN.